world is not as it seems. But that's got nothing to do with the world. It's just you. You see shit wrong. Driving down the road at night, you see a lone hitchhiker. You don't stop. A few miles later, you see the same hitchhiker. Then again, a few miles later. As you try to understand this strange omen, you realize your back seat is full of clowns. Don't step to me, bro. Don't step to me unless you want to play with the big boys. Play with the big, cheerful boys. We're big, we're cheerful, we love to hug. Listen, I'm not saying your vape pen smells like a dick fire at the Penzi Spice, but Penzi Spice just called and they say there's a dick fire down there, so we're gonna go check this out. And if we just turn over to the next slide, we'll see just how goth your mom is. Listen, I don't patronize businesses that serve your kind of people. So if you and those weird clones you made won't leave, then me and my perfectly normal clones will. Welcome to Radio Kitchen. Today we're cooking seared tuna with a garlic aioli. First caller, how's your tuna coming along? Stop dating my mom! Listen here, bucko, that sex train ain't got no brakes. I like my women the way I like my fried chicken. Finger licking good. Heh. That was a sex joke. Hey, Ma! I made a sex joke! Now, children, today's lesson will be how sometimes a woman will treat a man like human garbage even when he's done everything for her and he's just screaming, "Why are you doing this to hurt me, Sharon?" And try so hard. But only screaming it just on the inside, because you can never, ever let anything like that out. Now, please turn to page 53. Welcome to your NRA-sponsored handgun safety class. Our first lesson will be about the basics of firearm safety. Before we begin, do we have any questions? Yes, you in the front.
I pooped in my gun!
Dad, Grandma's crocheting a noose again.
I have an army of ventriloquist dummies, and I'm going to conquer this nation.
I'm what some people call a midnight to six man, because those are the approximate hours I spend eating pie while sitting on the toilet.
If you're listening to this, you're already dead.
No. That doesn't make any sense. If you're listening to this, you're going to die. I mean, like, not right now. Probably not, anyway. Eventually. Sorry, this messaging is old news and I'm just bumming everyone out. Just forget I brought it up.
I hate everything and I want to die, just not right now, because I have a lot of stuff I like and I want to engage with it.
Welcome back to Radio Kitchen. We're making potato and leek soup tonight. Next caller, so, did you use butter or heavy cream?
You're the worst stepdad ever, Jeff.
And your mom is a total freak. She weirds out my dick in a good way. We did ass stuff in your bed once. It was her idea.
Well, I'm doing an overview of the early novels of Virginia Woolf, and I'm writing a piece on Thomas Mann for the New York Review of Books. And I'm also seeing what objects around my house I can insert inside myself.
I'm just a country boy. I like drinking. I like football. I like hunting. And I like collecting eyeballs for the devil.
The most important thing is to be yourself. So maybe kill and eat yourself before the date, then wear yourself as a suit to fool others.
Oh man, this is the best part of the song. This part right here. This part where it's over. And then all the thoughts about what happened on that lonely country road in July of 2007 that I've been trying to repress, they all come back.
Good morning, everyone. Please begin the routine of your day by preparing to join the hive mind of your choice. Today's music will be Tuvian throat singing, Tonight's sexual amusement will be, as usual, disgusting.
We seem to have landed on some sort of strange alien world. One where shoving my gross dick into a bog is considered weird and not cool.
Only one of us here is the aesthetically pure douchebag, and I have reason to believe it's not you. I will fight you for this, Stephen.
Well, golly, I done jerked my dick right the hell off.
Feathery strokes, wrists up, even tempo, very good. Now,
fuck the keys, fuck them like you fucked me. Say my name!
Listen, Jimmy, your dog is dead and nothing is bringing him back, except possibly this strange green serum, so go get the shotgun and let's try this out.
Pardon me, but which menu item is God's greatest mistake?
Yeah, my dog told me to kill. He also told me he is an anarcho-syndicalist and that vaping is really cool. I don't listen to that little asshole. Man, don't talk to me until I've had my first cup of coffee in the morning. I'll fucking kill you. I'll fucking kill you and everyone you love. They locked me up away from normal society, and they treated me like an animal until my sickened mind, that's what I became, because someone talked to me before the coffee was ready, and they're all gone now.
According to these test results, you've got what's known as garbage body. It's really terrible, just absolutely the fucking worst.
Congratulations, you've completed your wizard training. Good luck finding a job in this economy, you magical fuckwit. Got a spell to pay off your student loans, asshole? Didn't think so.
Well, you gotta stick with the tried and true methods, so I'm going to bake my genitals into a loaf of zucchini bread and shave off my teeth. Good luck to you all.
This is your captain speaking. It's time for us to all go and fuck death in the face one more time.
All right, folks, we've almost completed your firearm safety course. Any questions before we wrap up? Yes, you there.
My gun is stuck in my butt again.
Welcome back to Radio Kitchen. Today we're working on a simple hash brown recipe. Very basic, but surprisingly tricky. Next caller. So, did you use a potato ricer?
You're not invited to my wedding, Jeff. I don't care if Mom said you could come.
Listen here, Sonny Jim. I wouldn't miss your hitching up to that fun-sized slice of trailer ass if you threatened me with a gun. That baby's got a reputation around the loading dock, and I hear she's a piece of freak heaven on the dance floor. Also, me and your mom had a three-way with your bride-to-be's dad, and I owe him a couple of high fives.
Now, if the congregation will please turn to hymn number 182, it's time to turn this motherfucker out! Sheila will be accompanying us today on the organ, and she's got a solo ready that will melt your fucking face.
Now, gather around, children. I've got some important news. I just got a call from the doctor, and he says, Well, how do I put this? Due to the variety of cumbersome and unwieldy objects I've inserted into my rectum over the years. Let me put this more delicately. You see, the human fist is a brutal but persistent engine of human pleasure.
Baby, I got more dicks than a football team, and as soon as you realize that's not some weird metaphor and stop screaming, we're gonna get funky.
I like to hang around the public bathrooms, where the action is.
If you tap into the natural spirit of Mother Gaia, you'll unlock your inner shaman and find out that he's also a total dick.
According to our fourth quarter earnings report, God has told me to kill five of you.
I've got to make one last big score before I retire. The caper? Castrate God.
The prophecy states that the new manager of our accounts payable department shall have the head of a goat and carry a crystal eye that only sees the truth in men.
Congratulations! It's a boy! And almost human!
Last year, only 3 of our children were abducted by the fairy people, and Susie is using her witchcraft for good instead of evil. So I think I earned this world's greatest dad mug.
I'm bigger than Jesus, if you're just looking at the waistline and ass area.
There are strange figures in the dark woods tonight. They are the worst baristas we've ever met.
So you're gonna be a dad. Well, here's some advice. Catch the baby underhand, not overhand. It's slippery as fuck. Also, your lady's probably gonna shit herself. So be nice about it.
Is love real?
No, it's not. Nothing is. The universe is a hologram. And this hologram is about to take you to Bone Town. So saddle up, honey cheeks. It's gonna be a long Wednesday afternoon.
Bleep.